If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Papito's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. 37-0, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So supposedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan knows a little bit more. So I have a toll-free listening line. You can join me if you'd like. The number, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the non-commitment text line. You want to text me here in the studio, you got something to say, you can do that without going on the air. The number, 415-275-1613. The Ring Talk Worldwide text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Well, last week, the heavyweight champion of the world was on display. No, not Daniel, my producer. I'm talking about Tyson Fury, of course, going 10 rounds and taking out Derek Chisora. Derek's tough. He came to fight. I was surprised he landed 75 body shots. I guess if you're going to beat Tyson Fury, the body is where you got to go because he's got lots of body. Listen, he's got a bigger ass than a lot of girlfriends I know. I'll kid you, I mean, proportionally. What I'm trying to say is his ass is bigger than his shoulders. This is Tyson Fury, the world heavyweight champ. Anyway, we'll talk about that. Of course, he's going to take on, looks like, Oleg Usyk in the early part of 2023. That big fight tonight, of course, Teofimo Lopez on TV. Terrence Crawford, he wants you to buy him on pay-per-view. Wink, wink. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Coming back with you, sounds of the mighty Tower of Power. For which you can check them out at towerofpower.com. Big weekend last week in boxing. I mean, big as in heavyweights. Of course, I mentioned the aforementioned world heavyweight champion, Tyson Fury, taking out Derek Chisora. And expected, I think it was like a 50-1 favorite. I'm kidding you, but it was like a 10-1 favorite. But the bottom line is the fight was over in 10 rounds. It was a competitive fight in some regards, in the fact that, as I said earlier, the way to beat Tyson Fury is to beat on that big old fat body of his. And I think that Derek Chisora had the right game plan. He just didn't have the tools, okay? But there was a co-feature there, and I got some question marks on this one. Daniel Dubois, I don't know, he's some chump WBA guy. He's trying to say he's a regular champion or something like that. Anyway, he's a once-beaten guy from the U.K., I believe. Anyway, he took on this Russian guy by the name of Kevin Lorena. Lorena had lost one fight. I think it was early in his pro career or his debut, something like that. Hadn't lost in a long time. So Lorena comes out and kicks the... Can I say that word? I can't say it. No. Generally, he's shaking his head in the other room. He can't say that word. He kicks the spit. He kicks the spit out of Danny Dubois in the first round, knocking him down three different times. I mean, spit with an H, folks. I mean, spit with an H. I mean, he's killing this dude. He's killing him, right? And then in the second round, they must have talked to him between rounds and said, WTF, what are you doing? You're brought in here to lose. You're trying to win. Shut up. Stop throwing punches. So the guy fought like he was handcuffed. It was like he went to jail in the second round, like they handcuffed him in the corner, put handcuffs on him, and sent him out. He didn't throw a punch in the second round. He didn't. He got stopped in the third round. Didn't throw a punch in the second round. I mean, listen, there was something up there. Either it's a fix of the year or it's the choke of the century. I mean, we're talking choke, because I got news for you. Daniel in the other room, his kid could have knocked out Danny Dubois, bad shape he was in, but the guy didn't go after him. Why didn't he go after him? Who knows? You know, when you're the opponent in boxing, and I've said this many, many times, you're not brought in there to win. You're brought in there to lose. I mean, you're brought in there to lose. I mean, you're not brought in there to win. The promoter's against you. I mean, they picked you because they think their guy can beat you, okay? The house is usually against you. In other words, the crowd usually with the other guy, the whole nine yards. So the odds are stacked against you. You don't get that many opportunities, okay? Kevin Lorena had the golden opportunity to step up and maybe make some big money in the heavyweight division, and he just choked, or it was a fix. One or the other, I'll leave it at that. Now, we take it to the East Coast, the Bronx. We're bringing the Bronx Bomber, of course, boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Fix or choke, Sock? Which one?
Do I put my naive hat on and say that it was a choke? But it definitely certainly looked fishy. You know, like we've seen this movie before. Guys, you know, kind of like out of nowhere, they're not following their script. And then all of a sudden they decide to stop fighting. I remember the one that probably stand out the most was when Keith Thurman was fighting Luis Collazo, and he almost dropped Thurman with a body shot. And then all of a sudden, Luis Collazo retires in his corner for some reason. I don't think they still come up with the reason why. So, yeah, if it was, it seems like Mr. Dubois was supposed to win, and at the end of the day, he got what was supposed to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it stinks like sun-dried cod. Okay, it just does. Also, of course, December the 3rd, good fight, man. And I'm not a big fan of guys at 115 pounds, 112 pounds, 108 pounds. Yeah, I remember the days of Chiquita Gonzalez and Michael Carball, and when they made $1 million fighting each other, that kind of stuff. Yeah, those days are gone. Anyway, bottom line is, I'm sort of enamored with Juan Francisco Estrada. I wasn't before the other night, but when he took out Roman Gonzalez his third time, and I thought he did it by winning the 12th round very convincingly. It was a close fight down the stretch, and Estrada opened up well, and Roman Gonzalez had some rounds, but without a doubt, it was a great fight, especially for 115 pounds. Now, imagine if those guys were fighting with proportionate gloves. In other words, if Tyson Fury fights with 10-ounce gloves and he weighs 300 pounds and they weigh 115 pounds, what should their gloves be? Like 3 ounces, 4 ounces? I'm just kidding. But the bottom line is, it was a great fight. Estrada finished well.
They got busy. You know, it was a tale of two fights. You know, it was the first 5 rounds, all Estrada, and Chocolatito turned it on and really showed that he's still a top-notch fighter. Despite the fact that he's not what he once was, came back, rallied, and like you said, the 12th round was the difference. Estrada got the decision the right way. Now, I still hold to the fact that Chocolatito got robbed in the rematch, you know, the second fight. So, on paper, it says 2-1 Estrada, with the rivalry, but, it was really a good fight, and I don't think either one of these guys loses stock or gains stock.
1989, Jeff Fennec fought Azuma Nelson, and I thought he beat Azuma Nelson so bad that I was ready to call Azuma's wife and say, you know, I really feel bad for you. But it didn't go down to that. It called it a draw, I think, after 12 rounds. Jeff Fennec's life was never the same. They gave him his fourth belt at the WBC convention, the Fort Knight in Acapulco, and I thought that was really cool. But they didn't take the belt back from Azuma, but they gave the belt to Jeff Fennec. And that was, you talk about robbery, man, that was like a heist.
That was one of the big ones on Showtime. I remember it clear as day. And like you said, Jeff, he couldn't duplicate that type of performance in the rematch. I believe he was stopped in the rematch.
Yeah, he was stopped in the rematch. Now, let's go back to Chocolito from earlier. And of course, fighting out of Nicaragua, which is Alexis Arguello's home country. Of course, Rosendo Alvarez prior to him as far as a star in boxing. But Chocolito's 35 years old. He's 35 years old. Isn't that like 95 for a 115-pounder?
Yeah, I mean, the little guys tend to age faster, but, you know, Nonito Donaire seems to be the exception. And Chocolatito, yeah, he lost. Like I said before, he's not what he once was, but he's still a top two or three in that weight class. You know, he's still a picture-perfect fighter in terms of his skill. There's not much that has eroded other than maybe his reflexes. And that's when guys get hurt, you know, because obviously they say power is the last to leave you and your reflexes are the first thing. But, you know, he went 12 rounds with the best guy in the division. So, you know, what can you really say?
You know, you brought up Nonito Donaire. He was present at the WBC convention, all full of bubbly, him and his lovely wife, Rachel, no doubt about that. They are a team destined for forever. I mean, those guys, ever since I've seen them together, like, salt and pepper. Anyway, hand in hand. Anyway, 42-7, but stopped 2 times. Stopped in his last fight brutally by Nonoa Inoue. Of course, Inoue's going to take on Paul Butler in a couple of days, but he was stopped in the second round. He can beat probably everybody else at 118 pounds, but Inoue, but at 38 or 48 or however old he is now, should he really continue to fight? I mean, he's 40 years old.
Probably not, but, you know, like you said, you know, he could probably beat everybody else in that weight class. And, you know, you hope that it's not something that's going to be a detriment to his health down the line. He's always been a guy that's pretty sharp. And even when he was younger, I mean, he was talking about things after boxing. I know he's an avid photographer, you know, and stuff like that. So it kind of surprises me that he's still around at this stage in the game. You know, but if he passes the physicals and he keeps looking decent in the gym, why not? You know, it's a free country. He's a grown man, and he obviously still has a passion for the sport.
Okay, in 2016, he lost to Jesse Magdaleno. There's no shame there. Carl Frampton, a 12-round loser, in 2018, stepped up. Of course, lost to Inouye in 2019. That was a loser in 12 rounds. And then he had a couple of wins, but he came back with that loss, the last fight, of course, in Inouye in the second round. Can anybody beat that guy? Does Paul Butler have a shot? I think they're going to fight Tuesday.
No.
Wait, Tom, are you trying to tell me that Don King says this is a slim and none fight?
This is slim and slimmer and none. It's the safest bet. Like if somebody were to have told you 20 years ago, hey, you know, put some stock in this company called Amazon, you know, it's going to blow up one day, you know, so this is a sure bet if there ever was one in boxing. There's no way that Mr. Butler will be competitive in this fight, and that's it.
Okay. Now you sound pretty committed on that one, and the reason why I'm going to bring this up is that when I used to be committed back in the day, I would say to myself, you know what, I'm so confident, I'll eat an 8x10-inch piece of paper on the air if Mr. Butler were to win. Would you be willing to do that?
I think committed is the right word, because if you feel Butler is going to be an Inouye, then you should be committed in a different type of way.
Okay, Bob Arum had a birthday this week. Of course, he announced that Oleg Usyk is probably going to fight Tyson Fury in March. They're talking about a March 4th date, maybe in the United Arab Emirates or down there where I never want to go again. I'm talking about Dubai. Is this on or is this Arum talking? He had a birthday this week, too.
He did. Happy birthday. I think it's 91?
91.
That's crazy.
91 and still smoking weed. Ain't a drinker. Yeah. I never forget. I hate to bring this up. But this is what he tells me. We're in San Jose. It's like, I don't know, 1991, something like that. And we have an event in San Jose, and he's there. It's a press conference. And he's there, blah, blah, blah. And he sees the rest of the media there, Mike Marley and guys from different entities, this and that. And most of them are drunks and cokeheads. Okay, you know what I'm saying? So he told me, hey, Fernandez, you do coke? And I go, no, sir. I'm an ex-cop. I don't do coke. A lot of cops do ex-coke. A lot of ex-cops do coke. I said, no, Mr. Arum. I said, no, I don't, call me Bob, okay? I don't do cocaine. Well, hey, look at these guys. See these guys here? These guys, they all drink and they do coke. Look at them. And I'm going, yeah, yeah. And they're all fat and sloppy. I don't mention any names and that. And Marley wasn't the fat and sloppy one, but there was a lot of fat, sloppy guys on press row back then. So Arum says to me, if you smoke the weed, kid, you're going to be okay. You hear me? You're going to be okay. And he's still smoking weed at 91.
God bless him, man. That's, those are words of wisdom. Those are little jewels he dropped on you. 91 and still active, man. That's.
But he had the foresight. He told me back, you know, I was like just broke in. I think I was just North American Writer of the Year the first time, 1990, been in the business 2 years as far as writing professional. And he says to me, he says, you know, you have a choice. I mean, basically he said, you have a choice. You can go party with these guys late at night and do coke and get fat and drink and all eat all this kind of food. Or you can, you know, get yourself together, one or the other. I decided on getting myself together. But, yeah, Bob Arum gave me a little words of advice. I think it's 1991. Anyway, bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Paul Butler, the aforementioned Paul Butler, is going to challenge Inouye. Of course, that'll be on ESPN. But he claims he has a higher IQ than Inouye. Guess what? IQs don't win boxing matches.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, Slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
You're irritating me now.
So get this, we're all in line to interview Mike Tyson. He's coming back to fight Peter McNeely, something like that. But I forget what it was. Anyway, the guy in front of me has got all kinds of controversial questions. We're getting 2 minutes, it's called 2 minutes with Mike. You get 2 minutes. Whatever you can do in those 2 minutes, you get to record. Okay, whether it's video or audio, you get 2 minutes. So there's like maybe 10 or 12 of us in line. So this guy's telling me he's going to ask Mike about his personal life, this and that. And I said, you know, man, stay away from that. I said, he might slap you. Right? And the guy, oh, man, blah, blah, blah. So the guy was from England, thought he was going to be cool. You're going to be up forthright, this and that. So he tells Mike Tyson, so tell me about your wife, this, and he goes, MF, we're talking boxing here. Why you want to know my wife? Mike Tyson, you're irritating me. Classic example of don't irritate Mike Tyson. Just don't do it. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, this being a Saturday full of boxing. Let me go through the schedule real quick. I mean, we're talking, of course, David Avizon. Who's he? Not two people know who he is. I don't even know who he is. Maybe we'll ask the boxing's PhD after that. Of course, he's taking on Terrence Crawford. That's going to go down on pay-per-view. And it was originally $29.95, and they decided it was such a good card, they were going to up it $10 more and make it $39.99 now. So now it's $39.99. It's being brought to you by BLK pay-per-view or something like that. And that's not black pay-per-view. It's like, there's I don't know what the three letters are. Anyway, the bottom line is good luck on that one. Of course, at the Garden, Teofimo Lopez, formerly known as the Takeover, the 135-pound world champion at one point in time. He was a man to beat the man. And then he lost to George Kambosos. He should be arrested for that. Anyway, taking on George Sandor Martin. Sandor Martin, upset-minded, no doubt about that. The former European junior welterweight champion, I believe. And the co-feature, the United States' premier hope as far as heavyweights are concerned is Jared Anderson. He's like big, he's tall, he can fight, he can punch. Taking on Jerry Forrest, poor Jerry. Jerry's going to last a little bit longer than Daniel would, but not much longer than that. Bottom line is, am I right about that? Is Jerry Forrest about to go to sleep tonight?
You know what? It's probably a good bet. Jared Anderson, you got to like the fact that they're keeping him active. You know, he is definitely the leading candidate as far as on the American side, as far as the heir apparent. Riddick Bowe is really talented, but he reminds me so much of Riddick Bowe. I don't know. It's like the swag, the way he kind of fights, he's built similar. You know, I think he's the real deal, and it's going to be really interesting in the next couple of years to see where, you know, when he gets his turn.
If Riddick were a male member, he was limp for the most part of his career. I mean, he got in shape a couple of times, but, you know, outside of when Eddie Futch had him focused, he wasn't a focused guy. I mean, he pissed away the heavyweight championship of the world. He denies it, but I had him on KMBR when he told me he built a kitchen in his bedroom. And I asked him, why did you do that? He goes, why should I have to go downstairs and get something to eat if I want? I mean, that was exactly, and a couple of weeks ago on Facebook or through social media, he tried to deny it. And then I ran some other facts down on him, and he just shut up. But the bottom line is Riddick Bowe, the laziest heavyweight, the most... as far as wasted talent was concerned, he was 6'5". He could have done it all, and yet he let Andrew Golota beat him up twice. I hate to put it to you like that, but it was a disqualification loss for Golota two times, but Golota won that. Golota was beating him up.
That was an infamous day at the Garden, the day with the riot. Yeah. Riddick Bowe was in shape when he was broke. Then after that, you know, Holyfield check cleared, it was downhill. The one thing about Riddick Bowe him and Holyfield are kind of like tied at the hip, you know, really like that last great rivalry that we had in the heavyweight division. Those were, you know, either one. You could watch any one of those three fights, and they were on YouTube, and they were just tremendous. But definitely he could have been one of the greats. He should be, you know, when people are talking at a bar or at the barbershop, in the top five greatest of all time. But, you know, the burger is a strong thing, you know?
Well, you know, and then he had you know, his Mrs. Bowe used to show up at the press conference. I used to laugh, but she would show up wearing 7-Eleven house slippers. I mean, her husband is the heavyweight champion of the world, and she's wearing like little rosy slippers that you pick up at the 7-Eleven. We're talking the dollar store. No, you can't instill class in people that don't have it.
You could, what was it? Jay-Z has a line. You could pay for school, but you can't buy class.
Good point. So, good point. No doubt about that. Now, of course, we got Teofimo Lopez tonight taking on the European Sandor Martin. Is Sandor is he a live underdog here or not?
He could fight a little bit. You know, he pretty much retired Mikey Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's fundamentally sound. Can't punch much though.
Wasn't Mikey Garcia though? Sort of done, stuck a fork in him. He was just like, he wasn't having real sex. He was playing with himself.
Yeah, he kind of had his one foot out the door, you know, after that Errol Spence fight. And even before then, you know, inactivity. And you know, he's just one of those guys that he didn't love the sport. I guess he grew up around it so much that to him it was just like, all right, it's the family business. It pays well. And I'm decent at it. And he still had a really good career.
Yeah, and I think he's got enough money. He's got enough money to buy an artichoke farm in Oxnard. I mean, well, you know, he lives in Oxnard, so it's not like he's living in Beverly Hills or anything like that. So he lives within the means. He made some good purses, not great purses, but made some good purses. I think he retired what once or twice beaten. I mean, give him his props, man. Once. Mikey Garcia could fight.
Twice, two losses, and it's another one of those guys. I mean, I don't want to lump him with Riddick Bowe, but another one of those guys that. You know, what could have been, you know? He had the promotional issues with Top Rank, and he was in limbo for a couple of years. But, you know, not to get too far off topic in today's fight, I think this guy is a live underdog if Teofimo Lopez takes him lightly, you know? And let's say, you know, this guy's a late replacement. You know, he was prepared to fight Pedraza. It was a totally different style. And Teofimo fighting at 140 pounds, you know, you look at his physique, he looks like he's you know, he's pretty much, he's filled in for that. But that, the little bit of the luster is gone, you know, that he's got to get his swag back and he needs to win by knockout. You know, there's that, at one point, Teofimo Lopez was considered a very, probably the most dangerous guy, especially at lightweight. Now, not so much. You know, a lot of luster was lost losing to a guy that he had no business of losing to in Kambosos. So okay. It's going to be shine time.
Real quick, this Filipino bus driver, Manny Pacquiao, I mean, he looks like a Filipino bus driver. Now, he's like a chubby guy, you know what I mean? Sort of got a little, you know, I mean, yeah, you know. Anyway, but he's going to do some exhibition tonight, but he says he's coming back. And the wife said to him, you are right. The wife wants clothes. He's coming back.
Yeah, you know, he's fighting an exhibition tonight. And, yeah, like you, I saw something on online that said that he's willing to come back against Terence Crawford or Spence, that he's still around. That's something that if he's that adamant to come back, he should come back against the guy that busted him up.
Good point. Anyway, real quick, of course, the WBO welterweight title online, undefeated Terence Crawford, the aforementioned Terence Crawford, taking on Mr. David Avanes. David Avanes was a 5,000-1 underdog as far as one of the sports books. That's like a 500. That's 500-1. I mean, when they put 5,000, put extra zero, he was a 500. How can he be a 500-1 fit? Was that 50 or 500?
I didn't see the odds, but it's just semantics, right? I mean, no one expects much from Avanesian. Who, you know what, who's a decent fighter. Now, when he has stepped up, he's lost. You know, he lost to, they have the one common opponent, Mean Machine, Kavalaskis. Not much is expected. But, you know, the guy, he's Russian, so he comes with that disciplined, fundamentally strong foundation.
Good point. Have a good week, Scott. Sock, we'll talk real good. Kiss the kids.
Thank you, my brother. Enjoy.
Socrates Palmer, Boxing's PhD on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly,
my boy Mills Lane. Let me tell you about Mills. Of course, he former referee, the man who was in the bite fight with Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson back in 1996, 1947, welterweight national Golden Gloves champion. Of course, Jack Fisk, my mentor, Jacob Finkelstein, the man I named my daughter after, Jacqueline, of course. He was the boxing writer for the University of Alabama, and I think that Mills Lane was going to the University of Alabama, so he won the title of the national Golden Glove title going to the University of Alabama. Of course, Mills Lane became a district attorney and a judge, and then, of course, he became a famous referee. I mean, of course, the bite fight, I guess, was sort of like his climactic moment as far as being the third man in the ring. But there were other fights that he had. Of course, there were some controversies along the way, but the bottom line is he was a wonderful man to be around for the most part, and I miss him dearly. He died this week at the age of 85. I was his last broadcast partner. People don't know that. But it was myself, Al Bernstein, and Mills Lane. This was Let's Get It On Boxing, okay? We didn't really get along personally. I mean, me and Mills did, but me and Al, we fought. Until the bell rang, once the camera went on, me and Al were the best together. I mean, we were absolutely phenomenal together. I kid you not. But before that, it was like, motherfucker. Anyway, you know, it's just the way it was. So anyway, me, Mills, and Al were doing this Let's Get It On Boxing series for Tony Holden. Of course, originating, I think, out of Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we were doing different fights, Cincinnati, went different places around the country, mainly sticking that part of that region. And we were getting these fights on television. They were getting televised. So the bottom line is Tony Holden wanted to build up this network. And then they said to him, well, guess what? We're thinking about putting a network show on TV Saturday nights. And, you know, that team with Mills Lane looks awful good. And they kept saying that team with Mills Lane. They didn't say that team with Pedro Fernandez. They didn't say that team with Al Bernstein. They said that team with Pedro, well, that team with Mills Lane, I almost caught myself there. That team with Mills Lane, okay, that team with Mills Lane was what they wanted. So it's cool. So there's contracts flying around, and, you know, my agent was Martin. I can't remember his last name right now. It's killing me. That Milner or something. Like, anyway, anyway. So the agent says, look, whatever the contract is, you're going to sign it. I said, well, of course. No, I don't care. If they want to give you $10 to go back there, you're going to go back there for $10. You hear me? I said, okay. So the contract is coming via FedEx, all right? In the meantime, Mills Lane suffers a stroke. He suffers a stroke, and boom, CBS, that was a network, CBS said, you know, remember, we wanted to do that network with Mills Lane. We didn't want to do that network with anybody else. So I suggested Julie Letterman, who's Harold Letterman's daughter. Okay, I suggested Julie that I was doing everything. I was willing to go to New York almost and blow the network president in order to get this series on the air. Okay, it wasn't happening. He wasn't going for it. Of course, that was the end. It was 2002. Mills had a stroke. It was pretty bad. I mean, you know, he never really fully recovered. I haven't heard him talk too much afterwards. It's been like a word here, a word there. So his speech was definitely affected, and he had his arm in a sling since 2002. But, you know, it's been 20 years. He's lived 20 years in the condition he was in. And had he been living with somebody when he had this stroke, you know, he was like, they found him like 25 hours later, like over a day later. When you find somebody over a day later after a stroke, it's usually history, okay? But they brought him back to an extent. But had they caught him a little earlier, had he realized the signs, and Mills Lane was a health freak. I mean, Mills didn't blow weed. Mills didn't smoke weed. Mills drank a glass of wine once in a while. I mean, once in a great while, I think maybe we did 15 events that I remember him at, and he drank one time. One time I had a glass of wine. That was it. Okay. Oh, that's when we were hassling that guy, Mark Furman. Remember Mark Furman, the O.J. Simpson cop? We were kicking his ass in a Tulsa bar one night. Not a Tulsa bar, a hotel lobby after a fight. Me and Mills Lane were kicking Mark Furman's ass. Kicking his ass. Just kicking his ass. And, Mills had a glass of wine that night. But I don't know if that was what made Mills combative or not. But Mills was running everywhere we went, Cincinnati, Ohio. It doesn't matter where we went. Mills was running. And the thing was, you know, I was pimping. Mills was running. Well, I mean, I'm worried about looking good in the whole 9 yards. I got a TV show to do, right? Mills out there doing 4 or 5 miles a day. Holy cow, he's like 60-something years old, doing 4 or 5 miles a day. I mean, he's coming back like, whoa. So I asked him what his weight was at that point in time. He was still, get this, Daniel, I was trying to lose weight and the other, he was 147 pounds when he had the stroke in 2002. He fought in 1947 at 147 pounds. So the dude obviously kept himself in pretty decent shape, you know what I'm saying? But there was some blockage somewhere and he had a stroke. So there's got to be some telltale signs. That's why I suggest this life screening thing. And I'm bringing this up. The reason why I bring this, you see the scam on TV. It's a bit of a scam. It is to an extent. But they tell you if there's plaque in your blood. And you know, when I look at blood tests from UCSF, which is like the number 7 hospital in the country, they don't give me any plaque. They don't say anything about plaque in your blood. And plaque is the stuff that causes blockages and strokes and heart attacks and things like that. Blocked arteries, the whole 9 yards. So plaque is like numero uno. So when I took this Lifeline test about a year and a half ago, they said, there's no plaque in your blood. So when I took this test back to my doctor, that's the only thing she talked about. She goes, yeah, there's no plaque in your blood. That's really, really good, Pedro, for your age. That's really good. And I'm going, okay. So I'm trying to figure that plaque in the blood anyway. Bottom line is, if you got the money, go do the life screening thing. Mills obviously didn't have the ability to do that back in 2002. But if you have the ability to do that, I think it cost me $100 or something like that. I went and did it. It was $100 well spent. Some of it seems like a con and a scam and the whole 9 yards. And probably 90% of it is. But that plaque measurement, when they measure the plaque in your blood, I think it's really, really important. So bottom line is back to Mills Lane. He was a professional boxer of note. He had 10 fights. And he lost his pro fight, his pro debut. He lost a guy named Artie Cox because that was back in 1961, and he finished his career in 1967. He was 10-1. Mills was a good guy. This is no doubt about it. I mean, he really was. I mean, he was a good guy to be around. He could be moody at times and this and that. And, you know, that last show we did, and I'm not sure if it was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, or where it was, but that last show we did, you know, I used to call for him, and I would say something like this. I go, wow, that was one hell of a round. I said, how'd you have that scored, Mills? And Mills went silent twice on me. In other words, I asked him the first time. He went silent. And then I said, hey, Mills, how'd you have that round scored? Our resident judge, something like that. So he caught it the second time. And then I went to him later in the show with the same pitch, and he missed it again. And that was just totally uncharacteristic of him because he was so on his game. He was such a professional. I mean, he was the guy that did, you know, that Judge Mills Lane TV show. And, of course, that required a little bit of being spontaneous and being Johnny on the spot and this and that. But he was a wonderful man to be around. And I'm sorry that he's passed, of course, the age of 85. Nobody has a good run. There's never enough time in life for somebody, and there never is. I mean, some people say, oh, you know, he had 91 years. Let me tell you about 91 years. Bob Arum's 91 this week. Larry Merchant's going to turn 92 on February the 11th. Okay, he's still out walking. He got ran over by a bicycle earlier the last year. Okay, I mean, the dude's still out in the strip. He's still on the strip. He's walking the Santa Monica. He's pimping on the Santa Monica Strip at the age of 91 years old. I kid you, he's going to be 92. He walks, he talks, he goes to the gym, he still socializes with people. But, you know, as you get older, I'm finding this stuff out now that you don't have too many friends as you get older. They all die on you. Sorry, you guys, you didn't take care of yourselves. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, somebody said to me, what about all the guys you grew up with? Well, most of the guys I grew up with, they drank and or smoked. And that's sort of like that was the only thing my mother taught me. And she smoked and she drank. But that was the only thing she ever taught me, was not to smoke and not to drink. I mean, mom, when your mom's puffing, you know what I'm saying? When your mom's puffing cigarettes, you know she's going to die from the cigarettes eventually. And yeah, I mean, she got COPD and she kept smoking. I go, oh, good Lord. Of course, you know, and then the booze and then the opiates. This and that. So my mom was like a nightmare as far as, you know, chemicals were concerned. So that's the addictive side of the family. And I think I inherit a lot of my mother's genes. My father had some alcoholic problems and some drug problems as well. So there's addiction on both sides of the family. So you can see why I don't drink and I don't smoke, okay? I mean, smoking did to my family what the white man did to the Indians. Just wiped them out. I mean, he just did. A whole generation before me wiped out. I think it was three uncles and two aunts went from cigarette smoking. And the other ones might have went because of booze. But the bottom line is they went early and they went uncalled for. Hey, boxing tonight, of course, as I said, the World Welterweight Champion, according to the WBO, Mr. Terrence Crawford, a 51 favorite over David Avanes. David Avanes is a decent fighter, but this is a 51 fight. Of course, this is on pay-per-view, $39.99. Listen, if you've got $39.99 to put on this fight, to spend on this fight, go give it to somebody. Go give it to some homeless dude on the corner. Speaking of homeless guy, gave some homeless guy some food last week, and he threw it at me. I wanted to kick his ass. You know, you guys know I'm very, very pro-homeless here in the United States, in San Francisco especially. But I have a couple of guys like Joe around the corner I take care of. I went to high school with a couple of his relatives. But I gave some macaroni and cheese, a whole macaroni and cheese thing, to some dude the other day in Oakland, and he threw it at my car. In other words, I'm driving away and he threw it at me. So I guess mac and cheese wasn't his thing. I guess not. But the bottom line is, you know, some of these homeless people are really desperate and needy and this and that. In other words, they're just assholes. I mean, just I can't put it to you no other way. Bottom line is, of course, back to tonight's boxing schedule. Teofimo Lopez and Sandor Martin. Lopez is a 5-1 favorite. I don't know. That sounds about right. Anyway, Sandor Martin will be looking for the upset. Can he pull it off? We'll see. He comes ready and he is in shape. Jared Anderson and Jerry Forrest, poor Jerry Forrest. Jerry Forrest probably going to fall within three or four rounds. If he lasts five, I'd be surprised. Of course, also on ESPN Plus, Michael Conlon is a 51 favorite over a guy named Kareem Goofy. G-U-R-A-R, Goofy. Okay, that's the best way I can put it. ESPN Plus, December the 10th. December the 10th, of course, on DAZN, the IBF featherweight title, 126 pounds on the line. Of course, Josh Warrington of the UK defending against Luis Alberto Lopez. Josh Warrington is about a 4-1 favorite. Tomorrow on something called the CBS Sports Network. You ever heard of that? Okay, so Daniel's heard of it. Anyway, CBS Sports Network tomorrow, Yamaguchi Falcao versus Ernest Amozu. That's the super middleweight fight. And of course, the 13th, coming to us from the land of the sun. You got to give it up for this guy, man. I mean, I'm telling you. You know, most Japanese guys can't fight. They can't. You could just bitch slap them in the gym. You just can't. I mean, you roll through these guys. I hate to say it, man. I mean, they're all game. They all can fight a little bit, but they don't have the physical, or they can't match my upper body strength and things like that. And I just, like, dominate those. I would dominate Asian fighters. I just would. You just, for some reason, it just was easier, okay? But no way. Good Lord. He looks like Mike Tyson at 118 pounds. That's the best way I could put it. He's 23-0, like with 19 knockouts. As I said, Nonito Donaire, maybe he's 40 years old, but he's the second best bantamweight in the world. Second best in the world. He fell in two rounds. I mean, that was merciful. Some of these fights, I look away. People say to me, you know, how much of a fight fan are you? Well, when I look at these UFC fights, I turn my face a lot. I mean, I do. I turn my face a lot. I can't handle it. Because you know why? Because as a boxer, as a former fighter, I know what these punches are doing to these guys. And it's not like, hey, man, you're going to be cool in a couple of weeks. You know, you get hit like that with these people raining tomahawks down on you and that kind of good stuff. And listen, your head's not bouncing around like when you get hit by a boxing match, in a boxing match, because your head's against the ground. So there's nowhere to go. I mean, the only thing that's going to give in is your face or your skull. Okay, so back to the pimp, Danny White. Dana White, of course, he's talking about doing the John Jones Francis Ngannou fight. Looks like March the 4th might be the date. Of course, that's also the date. He's talking about Oleg Usyk and Tyson Fury going for the heavyweight championship. So a day of heavyweight champions back and forth. Tyson Fury, of course, and Francis Ngannou. Ngannou's a monster. He could box a little bit as a pro. I think he was 8-1 as a pro with like 5 or 6 knockouts, something like that. I think he did get knocked out in his one pro loss. But the bottom line is he's a monster. John Jones is a guy moving up from 205 pounds. John Jones looks like he looks like Manny Pacquiao, the bus driver. John Jones looks like a black bus driver. John Jones looks like the guy that will check, you know, when you call the PG&E and they come out to your house. He's the guy that comes in and you call the PG&E. I mean, he's the guy, yeah, he's checking your lines. You know what I'm saying? He's the guy climbing up your pole and checking your lines. He looks like a fat guy now. I don't know what's up with that. I mean, come on, man. I remember Ray Robinson when he fought for the World Middleweight Championship against Joey Maxim. He didn't weigh in 160 pounds because his best fighting weight was like at 100, you know, a lot less than that. So he weighed 175 pounds, Joey Maxim. He didn't weigh at 175. He weighed in about 162, 163. That was his best fight weight. Some guys just don't get it. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Daniel, my man, the producer, of course, is my Saturday guy. He's behind the board, a father of two, a super dad, if there ever was one. Props to him and the kids. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So, this is the Christmas season, right? It's raining cats and dogs outside. I was thinking about the time Harold Smith called me on the phone. Harold Smith, the famous boxing promoter, embezzler, convicted felon, all that kind of good stuff. Of course, born Ross Fields, but he calls me on the phone. I can't remember what year this was. I remember it a little bit later. Anyway, bottom line is he calls me, says, I need you to come to Hong Kong. I said, really, Hong Kong? He says, your passport is? Yeah, okay. He goes, I need you to come to Hong Kong. I go, when? He goes, now. He goes, I have a flight scheduled for you in 2 hours. I said, okay. I said, how much is in this for me? He goes, 10 grand. Boom! Right? 10 grand, Daniel? I'm on the phone. I mean, I was ripping and running around the house, the whole nine yards. The international flight, you're supposed to be there early. I ain't got enough time to get there early, the whole nine yards. So anyway, I finally do get there, sweating like a pig, the whole nine yards, get to the airport. We fly to the Hong Kong, and he tells me, listen, what you're going to do is I've got you here to count money. I said, he goes, I don't trust the Chinese. I said, so you pay me 10 grand to come to Hong Kong to count money? He goes, yeah, but it's $400,000. He goes, and it's loose bills. I go, loose bills, 400 grand? He goes, yeah, because you're going to have to count, you're going to have to, put brackets around it and like kind of rubber bands and that kind of stuff. I said, okay. So anyway, it took me, are you ready for this, folks? 11 hours to count $400,000. Because I counted it so many times. I must have counted it like 1,000 times over and over and over and over again. And guess what? The Chinese had it to the cent. $400,000 in 20s. I kid you not. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The reason I brought that up, of course, Harold Smith, may he rest in peace. But the holiday season, it was just around holiday season. That was my 10 grand. That's how I bought my daughter all kinds of good stuff that year. That was a great trip. The old trip to Hong Kong to count money for 10 grand. A little bit sweaty, but it was cool. Anyway, until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. Daniel, take care of the kids. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We are a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.